Hey guys, Adam Paincho with E3 Firearms Association. I want to talk to you a little bit about some current events and maintaining good situational awareness. Situational awareness, another way to put that is maintaining SA. And when I say SA, I'm talking about S as in Sam, A as in Adam, SA. So situational awareness is basically being aware of your surroundings and recognizing things while they're unfolding or perhaps before they unfold. Something to consider. I know there's been some terrorist attacks in recent history outside the country, and it's very scary stuff. Terrorism is here to stay, unfortunately. It's extremely difficult to defeat. And how can you be more aware out there on the street? Well, I just want to give you a little bit of advice. However, I want you to also keep in mind that things just sometimes happen, as we understand. We can take a whole lot of time to prepare ourselves, to plan, maintain good situation awareness, and be physically, mentally ready for anything. However, sometimes things just happen, and we find ourselves in the wrong place at the wrong time, and we really can't do much about it. So, some things to consider. If you find yourself in a situation and things have turned violent, meaning there's gunfire, there's explosion, something to that effect, what you really need to do is seek immediate available cover. And what I mean by cover is something that stops projectiles, something that stops fragments, something that stops shrapnel, something that stops bullets. So you need to find immediate available cover. And when I say immediate available cover, I'm talking within a couple steps away from you. And if that's not immediately available, then you need to run to immediate available cover. At that point, we need to assess our situation and figure out where the next best place to go is. Now, what tends to happen in these violent terrorist type of events or mass casualty events is everybody, big crowds, they start moving, they start running, usually to an exit or a choke point that we'll call it, that's easily exited out of that situation. However, that is not always the best place to go. In fact, that is rarely the best place to go, because following that crowd may put yourself in a situation of funneling you into an even more significant attack. Also, you're going to get caught up with everybody else, and you're going to have difficulty finding safety. So, like I said, what I'd suggest is find immediate available cover that's within footsteps away for you and your family or friends, whoever may be with you. Hunker down, get behind it, figure out where the threat is coming from, and your goal is to get away from it. Like I said, keep in mind, where everybody's running out an exit or something to that effect into a choke point, we'll call it, may actually be running into harm's way instead of away from it. So you need to keep in mind that just going with the crowd isn't necessarily a good idea. So after you seek immediate available cover, you need to hunker down and figure out where the threat is coming from and try to move in the opposite direction of that threat. In some cases, it may be best just to sit tight and stay in that position, but most likely your best course of action is to get out of there if you can. If you find yourself face-to-face with a threat, hopefully we've prepared, so we have the means and tools to defend ourselves. But I realize, especially if you're traveling abroad, that's probably not the case. So you need to do whatever you can do to take action and get yourself and your friends to safety. So just some things to consider.